Only 55 of the 100 jobs the Center for Advanced Medical Learning and Simulation will bring to Tampa are new. 45 will be transferred from the University of South Florida. But member of Congress Kathy Castor said the medical training facility, abbreviated CAMLS, represents more jobs as time goes on.
One of the ways we're going to create jobs for the Tampa Bay area over the coming years is by becoming one of the premier health innovation capitals in the United States. And this is the best example, one of the best examples that we have.
The types of jobs the center will bring will only benefit people with degrees in medical or scientific areas. But Castor said those are the types of jobs the region needs to grow.
We can't rely any longer on the lower wage jobs in real estate, development, and tourism. Those are important sectors as well, but the higher paying jobs that are going to keep our young people here and all those smart graduates from USF and the other colleges and universities is going to be in health, innovation, and sciences.
Stuart Rogel is president and CEO of Tampa Bay Partnership. He said scientific and medical positions will continue to be a need in any region.
When the entire Tampa Bay economy lost almost 200,000 jobs, these jobs have been growing on a regular basis.
The Center for Advanced Medical Learning and Simulation will serve as a training facility for medical professionals in excess of programs that are already available. Stephen Klasko, chief executive of USF Health, said the performance of doctors and nurses nationwide can be evaluated at the center once it opens. The facility will also allow healthcare professionals to learn without risking patient care.
Sort of sad to say, but the way that we do things in health because of how we've had to up to this point is see one, do one, teach one, which is great unless you're the one on the other side. Now we'll be able to have procedure rehearsal studios at CAMLS where our residents and students, but resident students from around the country can come and learn on simulators before we bring them to the operating room.
U.S. Representative Kathy Castor didn't take questions about any other topics, like her vote for the National Defense Authorization Act. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.